Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 3rd of July at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the IDA about Trump and inward investment, and we'll be looking at how modular construction could speed up the delivery of Ireland's glacial infrastructure projects and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Adrian Weckler in the Irish Independent reports that Microsoft is seeking to lay off Irish staff as part of a fresh round of 9,000 global job cuts. The company's intention to cut Irish jobs was confirmed by the government today. The department received a collective redundancy notification from Microsoft on the 2nd of July, said a spokesperson for the Department of Enterprise. Any further queries should be directed to the company. However, a spokesperson for Microsoft declined to give any information on prospective job cuts. We continue to implement organizational changes necessary to best position the company for success in a dynamic marketplace, she said, when asked about layoffs in Ireland. Microsoft employs around 4,000 people in Ireland and a further 2,000 at LinkedIn. The cuts are to be implemented across several divisions and geographical offices, according to the Seattle Times. The Dublin Inquirer reports that after calls from councillors and city residents to do something further to regulate commercial delivery drones, Dublin City Council has put together a two-page drone position paper. Its position is that the situation is complex and evolving, and it's going to give a think about what to do and plans a series of community engagements in the autumn. The Department of Transport is working on a national drone strategy as well, and that's not likely to be done until later this year at the earliest. In the meantime, these guys can do what they like, according to independent councillor Mannix Flynn. So there needs to be emergency legislation rushed through. The company Manna, which is regulated by the Irish Aviation Authority, has been delivering by drone in Blanchardstown since last year, and it intends to expand across the Dublin area, it has said. There are planning applications with South Dublin County Council for a drone base in Talla and one with Dunleary Rathdown for one in Dundrum, the position paper says. Wired.com reports that Mark Zuckerberg staffs up Meta's new super intelligence lab. He's offered top-tier research talent pay packages of up to $300 million over 4 years, with more than $100 million in total compensation for the first year, Wire has learned. Meta has made at least 10 staggeringly high offers to OpenAI, staffers sources say. One high-ranking researcher was pitched on the role of chief scientist, but turned it down, according to multiple sources with direct knowledge of the negotiations. While the pay package includes equity in the first year of the stock vests immediately, sources say. That's about how much it would take to get me to work at Meta, says one OpenAI staffer who spoke to Wired. Other employees said that they were weighing the money against the potential impact they would have at Meta in comparison to OpenAI. Several believed their impact would be greater at OpenAI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.